Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about Godzilla vs. Destoroyah, I think. Is it? Okay. In the movie they call it Destroyer. I always thought it was Destoroyah, but it's spelled out Destoroyah. Destoroyah.
Okay.
So I'm not sure which one. The movie they just called Destroyer, so I guess...
Yeah. It's like Mosura is like a Japanese way of writing in American pronunciation. And I'm guessing that's what the Destoroyah is. Mm-hmm. Now, it's 1995.
Okay.
But Chiron says later Hong Kong 1996. So this takes place 1 year in the future.
It's a cautionary tale.
Well, my theory on that is that I wondered if it's a thing that's like they do that in anticipation for when it's going to come out or when it's going to be released.
Oh, okay.
So it's still timely. I don't know. It's like it's present day. I don't know. There's no reason to put the year on. This is another one of the times where they throw a year up and we're like, we didn't need that.
Yeah.
It's like the one that says like that starts with 30 years ago. And it's like, why didn't you just start it and say 30 years later or something like that?
Yeah, or 1960X. The first note I had is that Akira Ufukube did the music, which is nice. Mm-hmm. He did the original Godzilla movie, and I think this is the last one he did. I really like his music. It feels like an actual Godzilla movie when you hear that, you hear that stuff. And then right off the bat, we get Godzilla, and he has orange fire breath. And that's because he is glowing.
Yeah. It's like going into this knowing that this is an end to Godzilla is definitely like, you know, I start sad watching this, being like going, oh no. Well, it's like, it's definitely like Godzilla, the final days. And the whole thing is that this reactor that's inside his Iron Man chest is having a meltdown.
Yeah.
And so, like, essentially, it's like the notion... It would be great if they knew this is where it was going to go. Mm-hmm. It would have been really interesting if each time he showed up, there was a certain extra degradation or a little extra radiation. Like, if they knew it, and they could go, and it could be trackable. It just shows he just starts out this way, and he's a mess.
Yeah. So I remember not liking this movie.
Uh huh.
When I just based on memory, like I remember it not being one of my favorites. Watching this time, I really liked it, and I think one of the problems I had before that I still have a problem with now. Is the way Destoroyah is handled. I think my only real problems with the movie is Destoroyah.
What do you mean by handled? Handled by how the characters in the movie handle dealing with a guy like Destoroyah? Or the way that they execute Destoroyah as a monster?
I think my main problem is they do things like, okay, so there's different phases of Destoroyah, which I like.
Right.
He's a little microorganism that looks like a little crab shell creature. And then you see kind of a bigger sort of like crawly spider one. And then he turns into a flying one. And then he turns into this big, huge, gigantic monster. I like all that. The thing that really, really bugs me is someone says off camera, oh, all the little ones are combining to form a big one.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's stupid. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make sense, and you don't see it. And I was like, oh, that could probably be... Like, we didn't need that dialogue. Like, we could have just had it, one of them evolve into a bigger form.
He's definitely a very complicated monster. Yeah. With all the phases he's in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I thought it looked kind of weird in the spider form, and they were trying to do, like, Alien with the mouth, definitely.
Definitely we're trying to do like Alien with the mouth.
But I thought it like kind of looked goofy, but I thought like the design was goofy, but I thought it looked cool watching the medium kind of ones crawling around like in buildings and on cars and stuff.
Yeah.
Because the head is kind of weird. It's like a radar dish shape, or it's like a flat kind of like a weird, I don't know how to describe it.
Like bat wings.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what's her name in Brazil? Catherine Hellman in Brazil. And it, like, stretches her face.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a weird shape. I really like the other forms. I like the big giant one. I really like the flying one. I think it looked cool as a flying monster. But anyway, the movie starts off and it does the thing that I know you don't like, which is real footage with Godzilla just behind buildings.
Yeah.
That bugs me. That bugs me too.
Yeah, it's so... Now, well, I did like setting it in Hong Kong. Uh-huh. I liked because it's kind of like this is a light-up Godzilla. Uh-huh. So let's take him to a light-up city.
Yeah, like all the neon signs and stuff.
So it looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, again, just water and smoke.
No models.
Practical destruction, no collapse models.
Yeah. It comes later, but... A lot of this.
Yeah, I know, but they definitely skimp on it as far as, like, you know, these first attacks. Okay, so there's an early skrionk in it. I like it when they throw a skrionk at the very beginning of the movie, just to kind of get you in the mood.
Yeah.
They immediately they're flying over Ba's Island, which is where Godzilla lives, and they're like, "Let us know if you see the little one."
Mm-hmm.
So there's this definitely this kind of like Junior's missing.
Yeah, and this is more of a continuation of Space Godzilla, which we watched a couple episodes back. And Mickey's in the movie, and she has a relationship with Baby Godzilla, who now they're calling Junior.
Right.
Godzilla Junior.
The guy on the plane who sees Godzilla the first time, he's like, "Huh, what's that? It's a monster." Like, I mean.
Yeah, you probably see a lot of them, though, when you're a pilot.
Yeah. Godzilla is so hot, he's boiling the water he's walking through.
I thought that looked cool. I like that effect a lot.
Yeah.
There's a pretty cool shot where, well, there's one shot where there's a model boat or model ship, and you can tell it's a model ship. But then they do kind of a wider version where it's tracking the model ship with Godzilla in the background, and then there's like a helicopter kind of in the foreground. That looked really cool, and I liked that the water was bubbling and steaming around Godzilla. And kind of steam was like pouring out of his shoulders and stuff, which I thought was neat.
Yes.
And then his eyes were like glowing orange. I really like the design of the suit.
Yeah.
And I think the glowing looks really cool. I think I understand what you're saying, because he doesn't really get, as the movie goes on, he doesn't get more radioactive. Like, it would have been cool if he just had like orange fire breath and maybe some like kind of scarring,
or even it was just like, no, but I mean, also in like a previous movie, if it was something that was like going, "Ooh, what's going on?" Like the scent.
I see.
Like,
I see,
it's like if you remember like the Rocky movies, his he started seemed to get a little more brain damage and started to get a little more trouble with his eyes.
Yeah,
and he got a little worse. And like you could see all this stuff was taking a toll on him. And it would have been kind of cool if they knew they were going this direction to kind of have planted little seeds along the way.
Yeah.
The people notice the difference, that his ray color is different and that his spikes, his glowing spines, they like the people that they notice that like there's something up with Godzilla is interesting. It kind of like shows them in a way like they have concern for him.
Yeah.
There's a part where they say Godzilla's power source equal to the heart of a man.
Yeah. They refuse to call it Godzilla's heart.
Right, and it's this information they got, and it says it came through the internet from a Japanese college boy.
There's some funny dialogue. There's a scene where this guy and the girl, they're at dinner on a boat, and she calls him a romantic. And he says, "Maybe I am a romantic, but rest assured, I'm not a mad scientist, okay?"
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote that one down too. There's a lot of dialogue. There's the lady, there's the guy walking with a woman where he says, "You've always been a straight talker too. Careful, it could ruin your love life."
There's this this mystery of Destroya. Like they find this it's like a soil sample, but something's broken free from the kind of glass that's containing it. And so it kind of reminded me of Rodan, where there's like this mystery behind, you know, what's going on and like disappearances and stuff. And there's a dude whistling, like singing in the rain, or he's singing in the rain while he's in an aquarium. And then he notices this fish turn into a skeleton, which later on they have the exact same footage in their lab.
For a second there, he says hello to the fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he sees the skeleton and he's in shock.
Yeah.
Like, in fact, later you see him like there and he's like, he's still trying to recover from this. But yeah, exactly. It's the security footage is a close up of that fish.
Yeah. They're watching the movie.
And there's also like, they had like extra like voiceover people to do background people saying stuff like,
oh Jesus,
whoa, look at that fish. Yeah, oh, he just disintegrated.
Yeah. Oh Jesus, what is it? Whatever. Yeah, I wrote down whispering about fish, looking at movie footage of fish.
The original Godzilla and Godzilla Raids Again gets referenced because it's the grandson of Dr. Yamane.
Mm-hmm. Yamane.
Yamane.
Who created the oxygen destroyer, which was the
micro oxygen. Yeah.
It's the device that they used to kill the original Godzilla, which his bones then went to the bottom of the ocean and was later turned into Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, it's the Alka-Seltzer trick.
Yeah.
And the micro oxygen makes fish really big. Or it can also be used as a weapon.
Yeah, and then is it Destroya kind of gets this power?
Yeah, because
he's like, shooting steam out of his neck and stuff. It made it sound like he had some sort of oxygen destroyer,
right?
Capabilities, and that's why they call him Destroya. Were the little, so not little, but like the kind of alien version of Destroya, were those stop motion at first when they were just kind of like running across the screen? They look kind of funny. They look kind of, when you first.
Yeah, that one looks like a facehugger crap.
Yeah, there's definitely a sequence in here that's straight out of Aliens with the dudes in the gray suits running around the building.
It's huge. Yeah, as far as definitely in the design for sure. A lot of alien stuff looks like it was going on. The kid said nuclear, and so I had to look up because a lot of people say nuclear, and then I found out that when you do that, there's this thing that's called metathesis. It's when you flip words around. It's like the word comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like we don't say comfortable. So in theory, I guess it's an accepted way to say nuclear. Hmm. It still bothers me though. Mm-hmm. I liked when they talked about how, listen, Godzilla is going to melt down and it will basically destroy the world.
Yeah, he'll like sink in through the crust of the earth.
They explain it and then they show you basically like, I don't know, it's like a fantasy sequence of it happening.
Yeah, like a graphic, like a 90s kind of graphic.
And that was cool looking.
Yeah. So Destroya, he has like this electricity surrounding him and shoots kind of this wavy breath. It almost looked like Mazer's fire, but shoots it out of its mouth. And what's crazy is when he shoots the army guys in the chest, and it creates like this crazy like kind of black hole in their chests, and they like go flying back. I thought that was pretty cool. And then it has an alien mouth, like straight out of Alien. And I thought that was kind of cheap, but
yeah, in the inner jaws.
Yeah, but they don't shoot. They shoot all these army guys, but they don't shoot the lady in the cop car.
Yeah, it cuts the car in half. I'm like, how is she still alive?
Yeah,
it's like looks like some of his feet are Yuxi used for movement, and the other feet are just there to hang like udders. They light him on fire, and he drips like fiery drips.
Yeah, they're like it's like molten lava, but when they hit the ground, there's like these spark of like a green flame pops off of the molten stuff. I thought that was really neat.
I also noticed. Yeah, the kid said nuclear, but the guy who was the general, he said nuclear. Yeah, that was a big deal for me this week because I would write down all his notes every time. G-Force also here.
Mm-hmm.
The Super X3 freezer weapons.
I like the Super X3 a lot.
Yeah.
I thought it was a cool ship, because a lot of times these ships in the movies, they try to make them look futuristic and stuff, and they look like
this wasn't spaceships. Thick.
This was like, it looked like a tank, like a flank tank. Yeah. And they make a big deal. They're like, who are you going to get to pilot it? And they're like, the best. Right. Okay, that's it. The best pilot. Okay, cool. We don't know his name. He's not really a character. He's not from a previous movie, I don't think. They just refer to him as the best.
I liked the spinning elevator thing as the model comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And they all clear the runway, but the runway had just unfolded.
Yeah. Just in case.
Then they frost up Godzilla.
Mm-hmm. Which seems to work.
They shoot cadmium shells into his mouth, and they freeze him, and then they hit him with lasers. There are these, like, fried egg pictures on the screen.
The fried egg pictures?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's in the control room, and... Oh, man.
There's pictures of fried eggs?
There's a long delay between seeing this and... no, what's... And us talking about it, the fried egg pictures on the screen. There's a screen that had like these pictures of, I don't know, forget it.
I'll put it in.
I couldn't not say it, but yeah, that's a good idea.
I'll do a screenshot. I'll put it on our the art, because I try to do that with the show art for each episode.
Oh, for the stuff that we talk about. Oh,
yeah,
to include
the stuff we talked about. Because I did a picture. Okay, so this is our timeline, just so the listener knows. This week I edited and posted Godzilla versus the Sea Monster.
Mm-hmm.
So this was months ago that went up. But I posted a picture of Godzilla with his hands in the air, and you could see the actor's nose through the neck of the suit. So we talked about that briefly, so I had to include that. So
yeah, I hadn't noticed it when I first watched it, but when you had posted that clip, I saw. Yeah.
So I try to keep the pictures based on stuff we talk about and point out. So I'll find these fried eggs, and it'll be in the show notes.
The lab stuff is always funny. The thing that was moving the dirt up and down, it looked like it was like one of those like new fancy coffee places.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like something in Portland. There was a sequence that reminded me of Jaws. Which you have shots of the beach and stuff, and people playing on the beach and running into the water, and then it was revealed that Godzilla Jr. was walking by, which I liked.
Oh, right.
They all just kind of watched him walk by, and that's it. He didn't attack or anything, and I like that kind of. You never really see that. Usually,
right before that, there's a part where they're going, "Look out! Hey, let's get out of here!" But no one moves.
Yeah.
When you talked about when you're asking if it was animated, I think that's where I wrote. So these are puppets. The part where they talk about that, they say it's a reptile, but when you look at him, he looks more like an insect or like some type of arachnid.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that he described him as if like the predator and a lobster had a baby.
Yeah.
The cops try and shoot it. Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
The flamethrower seemed to work pretty well, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, the other thing I wrote was the whole thing of those gray jumpsuits. They were very Ghostbusters looking with the backpacks. Yeah.
They reminded me of Airwolf.
I didn't quite fully get that there was a bunch of them until I was like, wait, it looks like these are two looking at each other face to face. And then I realized that, oh, there's a bunch.
Yeah. So like Destroyer is a bunch of things, just like Rodan. Has two Rodans.
Yeah, you know, there's that part earlier where like there's that boat that follows Godzilla.
Yeah,
like he's keeping an eye on him.
Mm-hmm.
He follows him really close, considering it's Godzilla,
and he's about to explode.
There's another animation of the meltdown. There's these long shots with like a remote controlled destroyer, like he moves like he's on wheels or something.
Uh-huh, and his legs kind of move around.
Like, move as if, yeah. Like, ah, just pretend that they're touching.
Yeah.
And yeah, okay, so then they combine to become a giant one.
Supposedly.
Right.
Which I had a problem. I had a real problem with that. Because it doesn't look like it. you know,
like you want evidence of a bunch of little destroyers,
yeah,
as one, like working as one.
Well, if you're gonna say that,
like
Voltron,
didn't they do that in was it World War Z or something? Wasn't there some like zombie thing where it almost like it forms like a hand?
I don't know.
Like the World War Z, the zombies were like had like hive mind basically, and they were just kind of like. I have a quote. I know microoxygen, and it doesn't have that kind of power. So what does an oxygen destroyer? It can destroy everything. Its power is that awesome. Destroyer. Yeah. I wrote Godzilla and Destroyer. I can't believe it. Now we got to monsters.
Godzilla Jr. can't fight, but he does get a shot off with the fire breath and blasts off Destroyer's legs.
Yeah. So the whole idea, like the plan here, is they're so concerned about Godzilla that they need Destroyer to destroy Godzilla.
Yes.
To fight him. It's like the when I'm looking at it, I go, Destroyer, clearly he's bigger than Godzilla when he gets fully formed.
Huge.
He's like, this is a more dangerous, but I guess for the best of the Earth, if Godzilla's really going to melt down, I guess you got to. But they're like, that's great. We didn't melt down. He didn't melt down. The Earth is saved, but now we have to deal with this guy. I was like, then they're like, how are you get them to fight each other? And I was like, yeah, just show them to each other.
Yeah. That works.
The puppet Godzilla's Jr. It's interesting. Like this is where they were like basically there's more puppets than guy in a costume stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think what happened, like the Godzilla Jr. is a guy in a suit, but if they want to show Godzilla Jr. next to another monster, they couldn't find a tiny guy to fit in a tiny suit.
Okay.
So they just used a puppet because there's a shot.
Yeah, because like the arm movement would be weird when it was a puppet.
Yeah. And then Destroyer in the full form picks up Junior, and Junior's really teeny compared to Destroyer.
Uh-huh.
And then Destroyer stabs Junior in the chest and there's all kinds of blood. And then Junior starts foaming at the mouth. And I was like, that's gross. I wrote down puppet Junior.
Yeah, he gets them with his inner teeth. And he's like sucking the energy from Junior.
That's another thing that I thought was weird. I think that happened in Megaguirus, where there's like weirdly transferring energy, where it looks like ghosts coming out of bodies. That happens later in the movie, in this one too.
There's a lot of like, also there's a lot of times where people in this movie are like, they're like right there in a situation, they're like, look at this, take a look.
Yeah.
It said that so the women do this thing where they're trying to control Godzilla Jr. telepathically.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like in the helicopter and they hold hands and they start playing this sweet music.
I wrote down pus and guts. I don't know what that refers to. Oh, Destroyer like slashes Godzilla a couple times with his horn. And all kinds of gross stuff starts dripping off of Godzilla.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah.
I mean, Godzilla's getting jacked up. Like, he's already not doing all right.
They both get so messed up.
Yeah.
There's a part where Destroyer knocks, like, the top of a building on top of Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Destroyer's got, like, smoke that comes out from behind when he flies, by the way. It's getting right. There's the thing where Destroyer's going to shoot the ladies down.
And
Godzilla Jr. saves them. Yeah, that's when I go, okay, now looks like we got some suit acting in this part.
Yeah. And we got some model shots. And then the little Destroyers come back. Which
yeah, so he can devolve. Like he can build up and be a big thing or go back down. Like it doesn't just go in one direction like a Shin Godzilla. It's like each thing is new. So I was like, oh, so the udders, the things that I thought were udders underneath, but I didn't really think they were udders, but the things that I referred to as udders are like spikes, like undercarriage spikes.
Oh, okay. But I liked all that stuff with the little ones fighting Godzilla. I thought it looked cool. I thought like the lighting and the shots.
That was cool. Like I liked a bunch of little things climbing on top of them. It's kind of like the when he had to fight all the dragonflies. The Destroyer's got this thing.
Okay.
Chest vagina.
it looks like an artichoke. Like when you get down to like the white parts of the artichoke,
it depends on which one. It's like it changes from like Big Destroyer to the Super Destroyer. Like it has a different it effectively slightly changes design. It kind of goes.
I was waiting for it to do something because
you want it to open up and do something. it goes from being like a Georgia O'Keeffe painting to like a brown eye.
How do you rank this movie on a scale of Georgia O'Keeffe painting to brown eye? Brown Eye being the best.
Oh, man. That's rare.
Do you have a Destroyer action figure?
I only had like the little like chibi style.
Oh, okay.
Destroyer. Godzilla knocks off his chest spikes and he has yellow blood. Oh, all the women covered in soot running through the rubble. It's like, that whole...
Yeah, this movie was kind of more serious.
When Destroyer is little and he's attacking Godzilla as a bunch of little guys, mm-hmm. It definitely kind of reminded me of that whole thing. It's like, would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or... It's like one of the...
Or 100...
Yeah, duck-sized horses. And when he falls over, they're gone. Godzilla breathes on Junior. It's so sad.
It's the breath of life, which I assume that's what it was. I don't think we needed the special effect. It was already sad.
Yeah.
But the special effect made it weird. Like, oh, is he transferring his essence? What is happening?
Yeah, what's going on there?
But...
You had mentioned the music, but yeah, this is definitely, it's like, yeah, it's...
The most sad?
I have way more appreciation for music in these movies now. It's like whenever the Godzilla music comes on now, it just gets you excited.
Yeah.
And it's the two basic riffs, the here he is and the that whole thing. It's just so, just pumps you up.
Yeah.
I also like how when Godzilla was in his biggest form, how he was bigger than Godzilla. I mean, Destroyer.
Yeah.
He was bigger than that he was like a whole head taller.
Yeah. And they mention, you know, even though Destroyer is so much bigger, Godzilla is still a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
I like that.
Junior is laying there and Destroyer shows up. He drags him with his tail around his neck, throws him into his building. His spines are melting.
Yeah, that was sad.
And also Destroyer has an exorcist a knee clause.
I think your focus on knees is pretty funny. Because did you mention like twice, two different times, Mechagodzilla's knees?
Mechagodzilla's got special knees too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I never really noticed them. I think Mecha's.
There's a lot of like glitter effects in this. There's a quote, I guess, that someone says, "What radioactivity?" Like he's in awe.
Yeah, I think it would have been cool if in this movie he got to this point. Like it was more of a ticking clock instead of them just looking at that screen saying, oh, once he reaches 2000, that's it.
Right.
Like if you could have seen him slowly go, but I guess they would have had to make like different suits or something.
Yeah, but then, oh man, God's, oh yeah, the, it's the what reactivity was like, there's this, I remember, it might have been the cheesier Three Musketeers movie, but I remember there was a Three Musketeers movie at the end where, like, they're going to go out in a blaze of glory and they, and all, the, like, the, whatever, the king's Man, the guys who they're rebelling against, they mm-hmm. come out. They're like, "What valor?" It's that kind of same like, "Oh, yeah." Godzilla basically then melts like he opened the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, and his fate like he essentially like melts down to like a skeletal form,
mm-hmm.
and then like that starts melting away. It's pretty sad.
And it says he's turned Godzilla into a ghost city. And then there's the message.
Yep.
Looks like we paid for it in the end. Paid for what? All of it. All that stupid use of nuclear energy.
Yep. Which I guess is a good bookend for.
What's that last shot? I wrote that question mark. What's that last shot?
With the old footage?
No, it's got to be before.
Okay, so it's the one where you see like the cloud. It's like the city is destroyed and you see like just like this white cloud in the air and it pushes through and then you see like the silhouette of Godzilla.
Oh, okay.
I think that I took that as like it's his spirit. Like it's the ghost of Godzilla. Lives on. Unless it was Godzilla Jr. But I think Godzilla Jr. is what we see in Godzilla 2000, because Godzilla 2000 is the next Toho movie starring Godzilla.
Oh, it's this. Oh, yeah, I see. I'm looking at it now. It's the shadow in the clouds.
Yeah, but I think that I could kind of see the Godzilla Jr. evolving into the Godzilla 2000 Godzilla. Like he's mm-hmm. kind of got a more pointed snout and kind of leans forward a little bit.
Oh yeah. He's not as cute.
Yeah. He's not as round-faced. And then, yeah, I like the montage at the end with the couple shots of the original Godzilla movie.
Yeah, because there's also they had, like, that picture of the guy with the eye patch
mm-hmm.
in one of the scenes, just, like, sitting on, like, the shelf and stuff. This is, yeah. They definitely were referencing to,
the 40-year history or whatever it was at the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What'd you think?
I like the premise of Godzilla and him being smoky and the whole thing of him melting. I wasn't thrilled with Destroy as an enemy,
yeah.
But I definitely, I mean, I see that there was this, there was definitely a goal there to, make him, you know, a formidable guy who is unbeatable. It's like he's like the Doomsday kind of like.
Yeah, the last time I think Godzilla Final Wars is when they also went to end the series, and it was Godzilla versus a bunch of other guys, and then they decided to create a new monster for that would take Godzilla down. And it's kind of like, would it be better if it was King Ghidorah or something? Do you think do you think it should have been someone already established?
It's a good question.
Because we've seen them so many times, you would think, like, why is now different?
Right. Yeah,
I don't know. There was, like, some sort of, if instead of Destroy It, it was some, like, King Ghidorah type of creature that was a more advanced one. Like King Ghidorah's mom or dad or something. You know, it's kind of weird. It kind of reminds me of, like, the death of Superman, where they're like, oh, we introduced this new character, Doomsday, and he's going to kill Superman. It's like, well, did he earn it? He hasn't been around to earn it, you know? He just kind of shows up and that's it. So it's like, do you do that or do you do someone who's already been established? And it's like, well, why now?
There's no good answer.
Yeah, but I like Godzilla in this one a lot. The only Godzilla action figure I have is this version.
Yeah, I got a version where it's the same central design, only instead of him being orange, it's green because it's actual glow in the dark.
Oh yeah,
material.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the movie. I do have issues with Destroya, but other than that, none of the human stuff really bothered me. Usually the human stuff, there's something in the human stuff that bothers me, but that didn't bother me. I liked Godzilla Jr. a lot, and I like that he got picked on. like you should. Anyway.
It was, yeah, and it was kind of interesting to kind of get to, you know, go through a certain layer of sadness with them.
Yeah. And I think this would be fun to see on the big screen. I think seeing Destroyer on the big screen would be fun because he's gigantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be cool.
All right. Well, I don't have anything else for this one.
It just leaves you kind of sad.
Yeah, it's...
It's like, so it's like, there's no way this is going to be my favorite because it just bums you out. Yeah. I mean...
He doesn't just get to walk away in the sea. And we've seen Godzilla die before. But this one seemed more like he was in pain. Next time might be happier. We're going to watch King Kong Escapes.
Sweet.
King Kong versus a robot King Kong.
Mega Kong.
Yeah. Which I haven't seen before. I haven't seen this one.
Mega Kong, I always... Whenever I hear Mega Kong, it sounds like
Shaka Kong.
Shaka Kong. It's like Mega Kong, everybody, Mega Kong.
So check out kaijupod.com. That has all our information, including links to our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, as well as our monster list. If there's something on there that you don't see that you want to see us talk about, let us know and we can add it to the growing list. And until next time, I am going to go combine into a bigger Ralph.
Oh, because I'm going to break up and be a little me's.
Perfect.
Because I think a bunch of little me's is a better formidable opponent.
Okay, on a scale to brown eye. Which would you rather fight?
Between a brown eye and a George O'Keefe painting?
Mm-hmm.
George O'Keefe painting, because it's a painting.
Yeah.
You don't know. There's nothing. Oh.
Yeah,
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed of that analogy, but that is what I saw.
Yeah. I mean, I saw
artichoke. It calls him like I see him. What?
Nothing. All right. Let's get out of here.